Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to the programme, The Eve of Corger, The Fulci Roif, Good Air Claw Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard and I'm with you to present this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Just get the housekeeping out of the way. First of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you won't be able to contact me while I'm on air. But as I say every week, you'll be able to contact me by email. And the email address, Everton, E-V-E-R-T-O-N, then 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. When I was putting this programme together, the playlist, I decided, yes, this week I'm going to have a great deal of self-indulgence. Some of my Sounds Irish favourites. Many of them you will have heard before, simply because they are my favourites. We're going to tell you what we'll do. We'll start with a lovely song from Brendan O'Dowda, and it tells the story of the farm that is now being forsaken by the youngsters because they've all emigrated to America because there was jobs over there. And in the certainly in the 1800s and then early 1900s, there were huge amounts of people emigrating to America because, well, there was, as I say, no work on the farm. The farms weren't paying. And this is the story of a mother reminiscing. Now that the children are away, it's left to herself and her husband to do all the farm work. And, oh well, this is a lovely song, an old recording, and nevertheless one of my favourites, as many of them will be on the programme this week.
Left the drawing water, me old man at the plough. No grown-up son or daughter, that's the way we're farming now. No work and little pleasure was the cry before they went. Now they're getting both full measure, so I ought to be. Great wages men are given in that land beyond the sea, but 'tis lonely, lonely living when the childer is away. God is good, there's no one better, and the devil might be worse. Each month there comes a letter, bringing something for the purse. And the old man's heart rejoices when he reads they're doing fine. But it's old to hear their voices and to feel their hands in mine. To see the cattle driving and the young ones making hay, 'tis a lonely land we live in when the shadows do be falling on the old man there and me. 'tis hard to keep from calling. Come and childer to your tea. I can almost hear them coming, Mary Kate and little Con. Och, but I'm the foolish woman, sure they're all grown up and gone. That our sins may be forgiven, and not one go astray, sure I doubt I'd stay in heaven if them childer was away. If them
sure, I doubt I'd stay in heaven if the childer was the way. That was a lovely line, a song written by Percy French, actually, and sung for us by Brendan O'Dowd, who we hear regularly on the programme. And here is a song that you hear, well, fairly regularly on the programme, because I love the song. And recently I came across this version of the song, sung by the Brother and Sister Act, Sean Keane and Dolores Keane, and they're telling the sad story of the young girl, Annie Moore, who left her home. She's only 15. She left her home in Ireland to sail across to America, and she arrived at Ellis Island, where they had to go through all the usual procedure to get into America. And here was this little girl, frightened, not knowing what the future held in store for her as she waited to get into the USA. Here, a wonderful version. I've played many versions of it. This, I think, is a great version. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
In a little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears, 'cause there's no future in the past when you're only 15 years.
Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again, but the Isle of Home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years.
Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind.
That is a fantastic song, and it never fails to move me when I think of the story, and that was my favourite version of that song. And you'll hear that word quite a lot on the programme this week because it sounds Irish with my favourites. Well, many of them. Here's a bit of country and Irish from the Benn sisters. It seems that this young lady went over to Ireland and she took a trip on the train and she went down to Killarney and she met this guy and it was love at first sight. Right? And then she would go and get married to him the next year. She said she would give him her hand. Right? And then she went back and then she had to go look for him. And he said, I'll meet you at the inn at Innisfree. Now, friends, many people have asked me and lots of other Irish people, particularly having seen the movie The Quiet Man, where is Innisfree in Ireland? Well, first of all, it's a very strange, well, a conundrum thing, because first of all, there's no place called Innisfree. And secondly, there are hundreds of places called Innisfree. I know there's the Lake Isle of Innisfree, which is up in County Sligo. But, well, was this lad having her on just a wee bit, methinks? The Benn sisters.
When I was a young girl, I once met a man. As I took a trip across old Ireland, traveling from Killarney to Dublin by rail, it was a 2-day trip without fail. It was love at first sight, and soon we'd made plans to meet in a year's time. I'd give him my hand. Yes, he promised to meet me at an inn by the sea. 'Twas this place called Innisfree. Where is the inn at Innisfree? The love of my life, he waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Will give me away. Well, I searched high and low through the moors and the downs. I searched through the villages, cities and towns, and I've yet to find this inn by the sea and this place called Innisfree. Where is the inn? There for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Oh, my father will give me away. and many a tear. I've searched for this inn now for so many years. Though I've long lost my youth, I've still a strong will, and I pray he waits for me still. Where is the inn at Innisfree, the love of my life? He waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Where is the inn at Innisfree, the love of my life? He waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Oh, my father will give me away. Oh, and my father will give me away.
And me father would give me away. They're the Benn Sisters and the Inn at Innisfree, and I wish her luck on that one. Now, again, this is a track that we've heard, I think, on the very first Sounds Irish centuries ago. Well, it was a long time ago, 3 or 4 years anyway, that we've been doing this programme and enjoying it every second of it. And I hope you enjoy this track, because this is my favourite Mary Black track. Yes, you guessed it. When she recorded this, well, it was a good few years ago also. And it's Mary's interpretation of that lovely English folk song. Would you be surprised to learn? I think it's from the northeast of England, around that area, Newcastle or Northumberland somewhere. And the Rose of Allendale. Mary Black at her best.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, all flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance one maiden.
Very young sounding, Mary Black and the Rose of Allendale. Now this next song, as I've said so often on the programme before, has got to be, I think, the most popular song, of Irish song anyway, over the last 30, 40 years. It's sung everywhere, and I mean everywhere. I've actually sung it at a funeral. It's been sung at football matches, rugby matches, wherever a crowd get together, a crowd of Irish people, that is, and they sing this song. It tells the sad story of the young man who got up in the middle of the night to steal some corn so that he could feed his family the next day. And he got caught and he got put on a ship and sent away to Australia. Yes, you know, the fields of Athenry. But it's not the Paddy Riley version. This is my favourite version of that song by Johnny McAvoy.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn. So the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel. They ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields. of Atom Rye. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Atom Rye. Low lie the fields of Atom Rye, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Atom Rye. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Atom Rye.
As I say so often on Sounds Irish, I don't think Johnny McAvoy ever made a bad track, and that was my favourite version of the song, The Fields of Atom Rye. We're going to liven it up a bit now, because we're going to have a bit of, well, I think it's country and Irish. That's the label I can put on it. It's one of the most popular artists on the music scene here in Ireland and the UK and, of course, the US, is Nathan Carter. Now, Nathan hails from Liverpool, but he's been adopted as an adopted Irishman by by all his fans, and he has myriads of fans all over the world. Nathan Carter, and he's telling us what happened on the boat to Liverpool. They had a bit of a hoolie on that boat over from Dublin to Liverpool. This is Nathan Carter.
Sailed away from the old North Wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite. There was good old crack on the boat that night as we left our homes in Ireland. And the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze box and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat in Liverpool. Boy. Rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long. Nighttime I'd play me old guitar. How we sang together on and on, side by side and standing tall. The crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sign, the fiddle played, stepping out at night in Liverpool. Came alive, you know. leaving that old suitcase in my hand. And the time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights, they flicker from the shore, the boat is rocking to and fro, and from the docks in Liverpool.
You got two for the price of one there, because that was Nathan Carter. And on the boat to Liverpool, he was singing away merrily and playing the accordion. And then at the end, you got the little quote from The Leaving of Liverpool. Now, as I said a few moments ago about Johnny McAvoy, I don't think you could have a Sounds Irish programme without Johnny McAvoy. I don't think you could have a Sounds Irish programme without Daniel O'Donnell. Now, I've got so much Daniel O'Donnell material. I do play a lot of Daniel on the programme because I know that lots of listeners all over the world, from Venezuela to New York to Liverpool to Dublin and back, and all stations to Cork, lots of listeners love Daniel O'Donnell. So I'm going to give you my favourite Daniel O'Donnell track. And believe it or not, it's a song that I used to sing when I was about 9. I never even sang it well then. It was written in the late 19th century for a man whose wife wasn't even Irish and her name wasn't even Kathleen. But we Irish people, we kidnapped it, we arranged it, we put new names in it, and we claimed it as ours. It's a song that everybody knows. Here's Daniel. He's taking Kathleen home.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wide, where your heart has ever been since first you were my loving bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear, your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel you are near, that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow, oh, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen.
Daniel O'Donnell, and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. You're listening to Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bollett, and this week, as I say, a very special programme with many of my favourite tracks on it. And now, one of my favourite instrumentalists, Joni Madden and the group Cherish the Ladies. Joni has a wonderful, haunting way of playing the whistle. And what I've done is I've got my favourite Joni Madden track, which is a track called Inishear. Inishear is one of the Aran Islands off the west coast of Ireland. And this is a haunting melody. And I just love listening to Joni Madden. It's a very relaxing sound, but she treats the whistle. Well, sometimes you'd swear you were listening to James Galway on the flute, the sound that she gets. Joni Madden, Inishear.